This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike DeTillo, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 7 o'clock tonight. And then Monday night football, playoff style. The Houston Texans play the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Playoffs?
So playoff edition right here on the Big 870 WWL. Bobby, we're talking about it. When coaches leave, it opens up another window for guys to get out. And we talked a little bit about it with Jared, with Jackson Williams. Was a star safety, was a long-time commit to Tulane, and played for Hank Turney. And so I know he's well coached, but now they got a whole bunch of schools after him because now they have that February signing period. You can catch him there, and LSU is hot on the trails of Jackson Williams. So, man, the one thing I've been told this by people, man, Lane Kiffin is burning the midnight oil. And they would tell me, like in the last 18 days, Lane Kiffin has spent more time at LSU on recruiting than basically what Brian Kelly spent in a year trying to piece together this team for the 2026 season.
Well, he's kind of like Coach Johnson in baseball, what football is his hobby and the lifestyle. And the LSU fans have no problem paying bukus of money to their coach if they're burning that midnight oil. And it's 24/7. You know, they don't want, like Coach Kelly wanted to say, okay, we're ready to sign a player, then you kind of come in the office and we'll have to do a photo op. No, he wants to be involved from every aspect and not go to position coach or coordinator before you come into me. You come to me, and that's what LSU fans want. They want you to be like Coach Johnson, like, really, what's your hobby? Baseball's my hobby.
Bobby told me that. I remember.
You interviewed him.
Yeah, right after the championship, I said, Coach, what's your hobby? What you going to do? And he's like, Mike, baseball's my hobby. And Charlie, who's in the back with us now at the studio, remembers he was like, show you how much it is. I'm sitting across from a recruit that I'm trying to get to come to LSU. Charlie can verify this. About 40 minutes later, it comes on social media that he got, I think it was a picture from Tennessee. That he basically got a commitment from. Goes to show, man, people say, oh, Jay Johnson, super loaded team. Yeah, he got talent and talent that fits him, but he busts his butt to get that talent to LSU.
Well, and that's why when you look the championships that LSU's won, well, you can't stay put. You have to keep getting better. And Coach Maneri did an outstanding job. And Coach Maneri was great. But Jay Johnson is greater. And, you know, there's the difference. They're both a champion, but I think to sustain the championship level, that's why preseason number one and what it takes. Jay Johnson, though, that might be, you know, when the athletic director and what do you have on your resume is kids on the wall.
I'd have that day if I was Scott Woodward.
That's one of the greatest hires ever in LSU history by getting him from Arizona.
because he was not Scott's first choice.
When were we going after the Tennessee?
He was going after the former Oregon State coach.
Yeah, that's right.
And some people got involved. Maybe we got us a little issue here. And then finally he turned to Jay. And sometimes your first choice is maybe not the best. And for Scott Woodard, no, I give him full credit for landing that. Same thing as Kim Mulkey. Because it was Scott who got Kim Mulkey to leave Baylor to come to LSU.
Yeah, that was a great hire. They just upset Texas. That was a big win for the girls' college basketball team.
That was a huge
team.
Win yesterday.
Now, who was I can't think of his name now. It starts with a V. With Tennessee.
Tony Vitello.
Tony Vitello with the San Francisco Giants. Yeah, he's in the major league. So,
You talk about some big moccasins.
See, I think Jay Johnson treats LSU like the major leagues. That wouldn't necessarily be an upgrade. Just stay at LSU and keep winning championships versus going, I don't know, to the Las Vegas A's. Yeah, let me go there. The A's want to hire me. I mean, I'll just as soon stay at LSU.
It's worked really well. When we come back, we'll have on with us more transfer portal news. We'll talk to Gary Smith. Does a great job for NOLA.com covering the Tulane Green Wave. We'll get Gary's thoughts on everybody coming in to LSU, Tulane. Also, guys leaving the Green Wave, going somewhere else. We'll have Gary on with us right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTay along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. On our talk and text line, covers the Tulane Green Wave, and normally be covering basketball. And man, Ron Hunter and all, they off to a really superstar. But Gary, all your time now is all this transfer portal stuff, man. You done been hit with a double whammy in January.
I'm looking forward to Saturday when the transfer portal is officially closed.
So Gary, yeah. When you look at the transfer portal and what Tulane was able to do, mm-hmm. and like every year is a new year, you're rebuilding the team. Mm-hmm. Can they hit the lottery again and win the conference? I mean, because you got a lot of new faces. Just break that down. You think where they're at right now?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think they've done a good job in the portal. They've got a good program over there. I mean, it's just light years. If the transfer portal had come in about 10 years ago and NIL, Tulane would have been dead in the water. Now they're very organized. Kelly Camarda's running their running the way they do it. They have a plan out there. I think they're doing pretty well in the portal, but you're right. Whenever there's a coaching change, you're going to lose a ton of good players. That's just the reality. And for that matter, in these days, when there isn't a coaching change, you lose a ton of good players because John Sumrall had to replace his quarterback, his top running back, his top tight end, his top quarterback, his best kick returner, and his punter from last year, and he was coming back. So Will Hall, you're right in a sense. You have to hit the lottery. You have to hit on the portal guys, but this is a team. It ain't an accident when you make the conference championship four games in a row. And it's all going to come down to Will Hall, who his quarterback is, and the passing game, because that was where he really struggled as a head coach at Southern Miss. They never ranked higher than 96th in passing in his 3+ years there. And that's the key. And we'll find out, because that certainly John Sumrall, kind of Jake Retzlaff, fell into his lap at the last minute, or I don't think Tulane would have made the SEC, the conference championship this year. So we'll have to see. They got Zion Chris from Houston. He's a very good athlete. He was not really a particularly good quarterback at either UL or at Houston when he was there. And they have Caden Simmons coming back, who had transferred in last year. So to me, that is going to be the determinant whether Tulane can get back to another championship game. But I do think they've done a good job overall in the portal.
Gary, one of the things is you got to win the special teams part of the game. Yeah. And a guy from my neck of the woods, and he was an early commit to Tulane. Mm-hmm. And then he backed off, goes to Indiana, great punt kick return guy, can play in the slot. Now, first time I saw him, and we had on Ernest Harvey last week, Turk. I told Turk, man, you clowning me. There's no way that's Jalen Lucas. First time I went to see him work out at Camp Moola, I was like, what, he's 5'8"? Mm-hmm. Come on, you got to be kidding. That's not the same guy I've seen on TV. He's like, that's Jalen Lucas. I ain't clowning you. Well, watch him. Man, he is a guy that I think will be a major impact player for the Green Wave right off the bat as a punt kick return guy.
Yeah, totally. And he's perfect for this roster. I think Tulane, they've got their A1 running back in Jamari McClure. I couldn't quite understand why they didn't play him earlier this year, but I think he's going to be a 1,200 yard plus back next year. But Jalen Lucas can do it all. He can run. You're right about the kick returning. He's an electrifying player. He's the type player that Will Hall loves to have. It's the type player he excelled with when he was at Tulane in 2019 and 2020 as Willie Fritz's offensive coordinator. And I think he was a huge, huge addition to the team, because Tulane missed that. As good as they were this year, they missed that. They missed that a little bit. Because Rayshon Pleasant was a premier kick returner. He ran two kickoffs back for touchdowns last year. He transferred to Auburn. They didn't have that in their repertoire this year. I think they will have that in their repertoire with Mr. Lucas.
Now, Gary, when you look in the trenches, where is Tulane at with their D-line? Because I thought that was a big part of their success.
no doubt about it. And that they still need – there's still 4 days left in the portal, and they need to bring in some more defensive linemen. Now, they had incredible depth this year. That was one of their strengths. But they lost their basically entire starting unit. Harvey Dyson transferred to North Carolina State. Santana Hopper ended up at Colorado. They had other guys leave too. Elite Naren ended up at Pittsburgh. Jordan Norman just signed with Tennessee today. There's a reason Tulane led the conference in sacks and rushing defense this year. John Sumrall really hit the mother load on defensive line. They're not at that point yet. They brought in a couple of guys, a guy from South Alabama, a couple other guys, but they need three or four more in the portal in the next and by the time it closes, because that was a key to the team this year was their talent on the defensive line and the depth, and the majority of those guys came from the portal.
Gary, there's one thing, and when you live on the Bayou River Parish, you can't keep a secret too long. And I knew pretty quickly Chaz Preston wasn't going to stay at Tulane. Okay, that was no secret that Chaz was going to punch his ticket and move on. And a lot of people here on the Bayou thought he would end up reuniting with John Sumrall at Florida. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you get a phone call from Kurt Cignetti in Indiana, and that's where he's going to play. And so that's a big loss for them because, really, I thought Chaz had a terrific year last year for Tulane.
He did, and we'll see. I mean, first of all, monetarily, it's going to work out for him really well, obviously, when a school like Indiana is going after you. He's gambling a little bit, though, in the sense that, you know, he was at Alabama for 2 years and couldn't get on the field at Alabama. He came to Tulane, had a rough first year, really matured this year, was absolutely terrific in the second half of the year, two huge touchdowns right off the bat against Memphis and Temple. But Indiana, they got a lot of talent running around in that program. I'm not quite sure that his role at Indiana is going to be what he thinks his role at Indiana is going to be. But to your original point, he wasn't coming back to Tulane. In the modern world, when you have a year like he does and when you have the upside that he does on top of that, you're going to get paid the really big bucks to go somewhere, and that's what happened. But Indiana, Indiana's probably going to win the national championship. That's what a heck of a turnaround for a young man who was really disillusioned and had lost his confidence after two rough years at Alabama to start his career.
Yeah, no question about it. And then, boy, he built it up, and he was a major player for the Green Wave. Yep. But coaching staff-wise, has Will Hall finished his staff completely?
Yes, I think he has. There's no announcements coming because his entire attention is on the transfer portal for obvious reasons. In fact, I heard a story. They did a little final party for John Sumrall after he left for Florida, and the entire time Will Hall was at the party, he was just on the phone talking, trying to hunt down players, trying to talk. That's his total focus. But the former coordinator for at Florida, Callaway, is coming as the offensive coordinator. They may not have the exact position set for all of the guys, but his staff is set. They're up and running, and they're recruiting guys from the portal right now. So all the guys they're recruiting know exactly who's going to be coaching who and where.
One of the things, we had Mike Arata on with us, who's done a great job helping Tulane out in raising money, and he talked about new money. And I think this was late December. He talked about almost $2 million coming into the kind of fund that they use for players that wasn't there a year ago. And man, I looked at that for Tulane to get $2 million of new money. Now for other schools, okay, $2 million, somebody cut you a check for that. But for Tulane to get it, that was a big thing. And with Mike and everybody else is involved with that, I think has really put Tulane at least in a competitive state with the people in their conference.
And, you know, Gary, like Mike was saying, with the limited funds, though, who is it, the head coach or is like the general? Who makes – because you got to pay the right players. You can't miss
the
on
GM
them.
Make
is
move.
It like the GM and the coach or a combination? Like, because you got to pay the right player.
Kelly Camarda is running that operation at Tulane right now. And you're right. That's key. You got to figure out who you're paying. you got to divvy it up the right way, and you got to pay the right guys the right amount. I think, and Kelly Camarda is really, he stepped up in that position. He knows what he's doing. I don't think that's going to be an issue for Tulane. To your point on the conference, look, I think South Florida is the leader now in the league in terms of the amount of money that they have available. Memphis is probably second, and Tulane's a strong third and ahead of everybody else in the league. And again, if you're not willing to get in that game full-hearted, you have no chance. And that's where Tulane is in that game. They in their league, in the G5, Tulane is in an incredibly strong position right now.
Gary, tell us a little bit about the basketball team, because man, and I was telling Charlie, we'll maybe try to get the basketball coach at Nichols, because he's rolled off seven straight. They beat UNO over the weekend. But everything, I guess, with the transfer portal and the NFL playoffs has engulfed what Hunter has done at Tulane basketball.
But Gary, with that being said, come on. They just beat Texas San Antonio. They're sorry, right?
No, they're awful.
They're an awful team.
It amuses me that the system that they use to rank teams and select teams for the NCAA tournament, Tulane jumped up over 30 spots for crushing Texas San Antonio. That's ridiculous. But the win before that was the big one. Tulane beat Florida Atlantic at home last weekend. Florida Atlantic turned around and beat Memphis yesterday by double digits when Memphis went 12 for 28 from three-point range and Florida Atlantic went 8 for 28. Florida Atlantic is going to be right there at the top, and that was the game that made me believe this Tulane team has a chance to compete for the title in this league. Now, look, the league's down. There's no even debate about that. It is a one-bid league. The only team that's going to make the NCAA tournament from the American is whoever wins the conference tournament. But the good news for Tulane is they've set up the tournament this year where the two top teams get double byes all the way to the semifinals, and that's absolutely in play for this team. It's still early, but their defense is terrific. They've got Rowan Brumbaugh in the backcourt. He was the preseason player of the year. And Asher Woods. They're about the only team in the league that returned anybody of significance, and it's showing off early in the schedule. Two huge home games this week. If they can beat UAB on Wednesday and North Texas on Sunday, two decent but not great teams, and get to 5-0, then it'll really be time to believe that this team can compete for the conference regular season title.
Gary, I don't think any, even the most ardent Tulane basketball fan, would have thought that before the season.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the funny thing is they were picked third in the preseason poll, and that was, you know, after the tragic death of Greg Glenn in the drowning. So it's just, I don't think people realize how just devastated this league has been by transfer portal guys. The top three teams in the league returned one player combined who are in the top 10 on their teams in scoring. Memphis returned none. North Texas returned none. UAB returned one from last year. So it's wide open. And that's I think the league's coaches kind of understood Tulane could compete because of Rowan Brumbaugh coming back. Tulane fans, no, I don't think anybody saw this coming because there's just been a lot of negativity towards Ron Hunter the last couple of years around this program, and I've never quite be careful what you wish for, I'd say, because he's a good coach, and I think he's going to have them in position this year.
Gary, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate when you come on. Hey, listen, 7 days from now, I'm going to give you a little time off.
All right, Gary.
I'm looking forward to it. Hey, baseball practice starts this week, too, so I've got that on my plate later this week.
All right, Gary.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, Gary Smith does a great job covering all the sports scene for the Tulane Green Wave. We'll be back. Be our triple option feature right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We'll be here until 7 o'clock tonight, and then it'll be Monday night football playoff style. Houston Texans, Pittsburgh Steelers right here on the Big 870 WWL. Triple option. Bobby, you go first. You got a couple of three.
Man, I got like not three, but two and a half.
Well, that's good enough.
But you look at it, boy, you can't take a family to a football game anymore. I mean, I don't know, unless some big executive invites you. I'm going to tell you what's going to cost the national championship game. Okay, in Miami. Okay, here you got Indiana versus Miami, the college football national championship game. The bad news is going to cost you if you want to go. The title game is on January 19th. Against Miami, that's Miami's home field. As of Saturday afternoon, so basically 48 hours ago, ticket data, which tracks activity across a number of sites, said the lowest get-in price to Hard Rock Stadium was just under $3,600 a ticket. So, I mean, okay, think about this. One ticket, just under $3,600 a ticket, and that's including the fees, so what? I mean, come on. Now, some seats available on sites like StubHub, TickPick, and Ticketmaster on those sites was offered for more than $10,000 a
ticket.
Man,
I'm comfortable at my house.
No, but it's amazing how, you know, you got to have a lot of Indiana people say, oh, we never been here.
And you might not get back.
We've never been to the, you know, since the Rose Bowl 1968, so going to want to be in that number. No, that's like a vacation plus when you're considering going to a football game. What you're going to have to pay. Now, I wanted to bring this up also because you look at like All-Pro and the significance of that. I want to give props out to Chris Olave. He made second team All-Pro. Looked the best season of his career, ranking in the top 10 in the league this season. 100 receptions, I acknowledge that. And receiving touchdowns at 9. He had over 1,000 yards. So what? They played 17 games. But good for Chris Olave. He was the only Saints player to appear on the All-Pro list. But I wanted to bring up Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford, at 37 years of age, received 31 first-place votes to Drake May's 18 to earn All-Pro honors for the first time in his 17-year career. Josh Allen got the other vote. And now this is a regular season award. If you look at Stafford, was first in the NFL with 4,707 yards, 46 touchdowns. His passer rating was 109.2, was second only to May, who finished with 113.5 passer rating, had 4,395 yards passing and 31 touchdowns. The reason why I bring this up, that Matthew Stafford is the second player ever to be named first-team All-Pro for the first time in his 17th season or later, according to Elias Sports Bureau. You know who else was like, it took him 17 years to our longevity? Was Gary Anderson. Kicker Gary Anderson also made it for the first time in his 17th season in 1998, before Stafford. Now, the longest wait for a quarterback besides Stafford was Fran Tarkenton, who was All-Pro for the first time in his 15th season in 1975.
I would have never guessed that.
So, Mike, we watched Fran Tarkenton scrambling all around, and not necessarily to run, but to throw it and not get sacked. He was first team all pro his 15th season. Well, Matthew Stafford, first team all pro in his 17th season. So Matthew Stafford ain't ready to retire.
That's football Jeopardy deal with talking.
That's why, yes. That's why I look at Matthew Stafford, and I look at Aaron Rodgers. Mike, okay, you got the 30, it could be 38-year-old and 40-plus, well beyond. There's not 32 quarterbacks. Somebody will pay the likes of that. Now, the Rams could draft someone eventually, but look, Matthew Stafford is first team All-Pro. Considering you let Aaron Rodgers, I don't know, upset the Texans where they're at and maybe go on a mini run. Mike, age is just a number that have nothing to do with anything.
Okay, but you were at camp in California. Matt Stafford was nowhere in sight because his back was jacked up.
Everybody thought, oh, no, he might not even play this year. He's not even at practice, his back. All I know is he made first team all pro. That's why.
That's unbelievable.
That's why I look at it. We do all these OTAs, mini camps, training camp, and all that. Who's available for the regular season? Matthew Stafford's a perfect example of that. And Mike, speaking of all pro, we were talking about this earlier. A day after he was named NFL all pro team, Mitchell, the cornerback. I can't think of his first name right now. With the Eagles.
Yeah, okay.
I can't think of his first name.
Quinion.
Quinion, okay. Yeah. Thanks, Charlie. Well, you look at him right now, had his first two interceptions of the season in the game against the 49ers. Now, the reason why I'm bringing that up, he had no interceptions the regular season. He had two interceptions now in the postseason. Now, they lost, but he's first team all pro. He's had four career postseason picks now. And this will call my attention. But he's now had none in two full regular seasons. So he has four postseasons. So not only this year.
So you dumb to throw it to him in the postseason.
Yeah. But that's not only this regular season, but the regular season before, he had no picks. So he has four in the postseason. It kind of reminds me of the Texas cornerback from LSU.
Stingley.
Darius Stingley. I was like, oh, well, they challenge him or even LSU this year get drafted.
Mansoor Delaney.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't throw at him. Throw somewhere else. I think that was where with Mitchell, Mike, where they're like, okay, let's avoid him. But they kind of dare him in the postseason. And he's gotten four picks there.
I think you're trying to challenge him. But, man, if you do, he's going to make the play. In the regular season, hey, nobody's challenging Mitchell. Nobody's throwing the ball in that direction. They're going to throw it toward Cooper DeJean.
They're going after the white boy.
Yeah, they're going to throw it to somebody else. Charlie, go ahead.
Guys, I found this awesome stat from John Breach, who works for CBS Sports. The Rams facing the Bears in the divisional round of the NFC. Sean McVay will be facing his 15th different team in 15 career playoff games. That sounds ridiculous, and then you kind of do the research, you dive a little bit into it. John's right. In 2017, he played the Falcons in the wild card. The 2018 playoff run was the Cowboys, the Saints, and the Patriots. 2020 was the Seahawks and the Packers. 2021 was the Cardinals, the Buccaneers, the 49ers, and the Bengals. And then 2023, they lost to the Lions in the wild card round. 2024 was the Vikings and Eagles. And then this year, 2025, the Panthers and Bears. Sean McVay's played 15 playoff games, guys, against 15 different opponents. He's almost played half the entire NFL in the postseason. It's a crazy stat.
That is a crazy stat.
No, and you know why the NFL likes that, Charlie? Because you're saying we have a chance. Look all the different teams. I think the NFL deep down right now, because we just love football, to watch football, and all the money that's spending to all of a sudden to telecast these football games, is that it's hope for everybody. Right now, Charlie, have you ever seen where, they're going to win probability? I think it's wide open.
And the
NFL loves that.
Like never before.
It gives everybody hope.
Exactly. The other thing, too, is, people, oh, there's way too much TV. I said, tell me that in March you think there's too much football on TV. No, you're going to be wishing you had a bit and piece of that.
No, it's to show you programming. All the UFL starts like March 27, 28. And so they have like the St. Louis Battlehawks.
Have you ever watched an entire UFL game? An entire one?
Yes, I did, because only because...
Maybe because you were there?
No, because I played with the Michigan Panthers. So I said, let me see this new team. That's what, you know, they wanted, you know, they got half UFL, then USFL teams, they combined them. And then, but Bo, my son in St. Louis, he says that because they got ripped off when the teams left. That being the Cardinals and the Rams left St. Louis.
Battlehawks got a lot of people.
Yes, they had the championship there again because they were drawing like 35,000 people.
No, that's a lot.
No, so that's why. So they supporting the St. Louis Battlehawks. And who you said was going to be the quarterback?
Michael Pratt
from Tulane.
Who we talked to about a couple of weeks ago. He was part of our Saturday edition, that Tulane edition that we had on.
Yeah.
Remember what he said? I'm going to tell y'all in a couple of weeks.
Exactly. I remember that.
But he was drafted by the St. Louis.
Yeah, we can't get enough of American football. We love it. Not no soccer. I know they have the World Cup and all that.
And the schedule passes so fast.
Yes, I'll watch the Olympics. Ooh. I'll watch the World Cup. I like sports. I like a lot of sports, but ain't nothing like football. American football. not football. American football. And I like college, but nothing like the NFL. Because I like, you know what? The best against the best. And that's a fact, Jack.
We'll be back to finish it off here on Second Guess right after this break. Finishing up here on the Second Guess Show, Mike to tell you along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Want to tell everybody right here on the Big 870, 7 o'clock, Monday Night Football as the Houston Texans play the Pittsburgh Steelers. Tomorrow we'll be back. Got a big show, certainly, involving the transfer portal. We'll be talking about that and certainly the final weekend action between the Texans and the Steelers. And what's
so what do you think is going to happen? My God, can Houston get over the hump and win it?
I think they win it. I think they win tonight.
Well, the Houston could be a dangerous thing because I think if Pittsburgh wins, they're not going to the Super Bowl. If Houston wins, they have a chance to go to the Super Bowl because of their defense.
Their defense is bad to the bone.
Well, and
man,
the thing,
think about blocking one guy like Will Anderson. Daniel Hunter on the other side.
The only thing with the Texas offensive line is kind of sorry, and then that could affect CJ.
You don't have to score a lot of points.
But that could affect CJ Stroud.
It could.
Get to 20-plus points?
Because they got some good receivers.
Yeah,
man,
yeah.
They got a good receiving core and a good young receiving core. Thank you for listening to Second Guess. We'll be back tomorrow with more sports talk starting at 4 o'clock. Bobby, end it for us tonight.
All right, bon nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Who dat? Go Saints.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.